All right, some breaking news here. NFL legend Tom Brady, well, he's retiring. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer, who's been covering this story for us. Josh, we saw it coming, right?
Yeah, Brian. I mean, we started hearing rumors of this and reports of this on Saturday. ESPN's Adam Schefter, who's normally pretty accurate on these type of things, told us he was retiring on Saturday, and the Brady camp kind of came out about an hour later, said, hold on, maybe not yet, maybe not yet. Brady came on his own podcast last night and said he had been going back and forth on it. And then this morning, we get the official Instagram post from Tom Brady. He's retiring at 44. This was 22 seasons into his career. He won 7 Super Bowl rings, and he didn't win a Super Bowl this year, but he's kind of going out on top in some ways. He might be an MVP candidate this year for the NFL. He led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns once again and came back from that 27-3 deficit a few weeks ago and almost continued on in the playoffs. So certainly Tom Brady at 44 going out on top in some ways and kind of passing, I think, what most people expect of a 44-year-old from a health standpoint for sure.
Josh, I'm applying my stock knowledge to this one. I can't imagine that the Bucs are feeling too good today, and the value of their team has to be down, has to be lower. But more broadly, what does this retirement mean for the NFL, you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to see, you know, the next phase of quarterback. We've been talking about that a little bit on the show with the upcoming Super Bowl, right? You have Joe Burrow, and Matt Stafford's a little bit older, but some younger head coaches there with Sean McVay. And then you got Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. We're going to see those stars. The NFL needs to bring those stars up to the level that we've had Tom Brady for the last couple decades. People have tuned in to see Tom Brady and either root against him or root for him. He's kind of been that polarizing figure that everyone has an opinion on. So we're going to have to see the NFL kind of create that character again. I mean, sports are all about characters and narratives, and the NFL is going to need a new one. And for Brady, it'll be interesting to see what he does with all of his brands that we cover here on Yahoo Finance. What's next for TB12? What's next for Autograph, his NFT company that's partnered with DraftKings? He just started his own clothing brand. So maybe we'll see the next generation of Brady the entrepreneur, and maybe he'll come and talk about it with us on Yahoo Finance at some point, Brian.
Come on, Tom. Come on, Tom.
I think sometimes I feel like the last person in America who doesn't care about Tom Brady, but I appreciate the news anyway. I understand a lot of people do. So my condolences to all those folks who like to watch Tom Brady play football.